This is Jean McMillan. This is tape 166. Today's date is December 6th, Wednesday. I am interviewing, totally forgot.
Rick Cantelli.
Rick Cantelli, president of the Salisbury Bank and Trust. We've had some technological difficulties. First, we'll start with the genealogical information. What is your name?
Rick Cantelli.
And what is your birth date?
July 11th, 1959.
And your birthplace, please?
Meriden, Connecticut.
What are your parents' names?
Richard and Cynthia Cantelli.
And what was your mother's maiden name?
Cynthia Brizzali.
And do you have siblings?
Yes.
And they are?
I have a sister, Lori, and a brother, Michael.
Are you the eldest?
I am.
And where did you get your bank training?
So I really is 95% of it has been on the job training. I did attend college where I was a finance major at Fairfield University. I graduated in 1981. I also attended a graduate school of banking at Stonier Graduate School of Banking at the University of Delaware.
How do you spell the Stonier?
S-T-O-N-I-E-R.
Okay. And you had a connection with Jack Rogers. He asked you to come in for bank training, right?
Yes. When I graduated college, my picture was in the Lakefield Journal indicating that I was a recent graduate and a finance major and had received a call from Jack Rogers indicating that the bank was starting an officer training program. That was back in 1981, and he was inquiring as to my level of interest in applying for that position.
Now, I know that you were born in Connecticut, but you moved to East Canaan when?
Well, we lived in Canton until I was in fourth grade, as my father worked at Travelers Insurance in Hartford. And he and my mother had both grown up in, my mother had grown up in Lakeville, my father had grown up in East Canaan. And we moved back to East Canaan when I was in fourth grade, so approximately 1969.
Okay, alrighty. Now, when you came here to the bank, what was your career path? How did you start? What was your first job?
My first job was as a teller.
And obviously you moved up because you're now president.
Yes. I worked in many different areas in the bank. So I started as a teller. I was taught by the then head teller, Herman Hartig, who had been with the bank for a long time. I worked through, I was on the teller line for several years. I became the head teller, responsible for supervising many of the other, or all of the other tellers at the time. And then worked my way over to what is called the platform, which you do many things. Back in those days, you were sort of a jack of all trades, and you did everything from open accounts to buy and sell stock for customers to make loans to customers, and really worked under some of the senior leadership of the bank at that time, Tuck Cunningham, Margaret Hain in particular.
Who took over from Tuck Cunningham as president?
John Perotti.
And did you take over from John Perotti?
I did.
And when did you become the president?
So I became president and chief operating officer in 2005.
Okay.
And I became president and CEO in 2009.
What does a bank president actually do?
Well, the bank president certainly has many responsibilities. The bank president is responsible for carrying out the strategic plan as developed by the, in conjunction with the board of directors. So the bank president is a primary liaison with the bank of, board of directors. The president is responsible for oversight on a daily basis of the entire staff, the performance of the bank. Also is there to ensure the bank carries out its responsibilities in terms of its major stakeholders, who are our customers, our communities, our shareholders, and our employees.
Now, the bank has grown over the years tremendously.
Yes.
How many branches do you have?
We currently have, let's see, I lose count sometimes, but we currently have three in Massachusetts, four in Connecticut, and four, five, six, seven in New York. So
you've got 14.
14, thank you.
You did right. And you have 192 staff.
Yes.
And you have probably 20 to 25,000 depositors.
Yeah, I actually think it's more than that now.
Probably. That's a rough figure.
Yes.
What services does your bank offer?
We pretty much offer all services that you would expect a bank to offer. We offer a variety, virtually all types of lending or deposit products that consumers look for. We offer, on the lending side, we offer consumer lending, we offer residential home lending, we offer commercial loans. Pretty much every area you would expect a bank to offer. We also have a full-service trust and wealth advisory area that offers estate planning, succession planning for businesses, wealth management.
And the trust department is listed over in the Bissell House?
Yes, right behind the bank. That has grown
yes.
to the point where it has over $600 million in assets under administration. And the trust department has been around since the late 1800s.
Oh, I didn't realize it had been that long.
Actually, Salisbury Bank and Trust was formed as a result of a merger of the Salisbury Savings Society and the Robinsborough Trust Company.
Thank you. And this is not your first location. You were
correct.
Up on Farnham Road to begin with, and then you moved to the corner of Main Street and Holly Street.
Yes.
And you moved down here in about 85?
No, it would have been in 80, around 81, because when I started at the bank, I started here.
Okay.
I've since added on a couple of times to this building.
You have the Lakeville branch.
Yes.
You have a Salisbury branch,
yes.
And then you have a branch in Sharon.
Yes, and in Canaan.
Oh, and in Canaan.
Yes.
Oh,
that
good.
Was a result of our acquisition of a Canaan National Bank back in 2004.
Okay. Generally, how has the banking changed? Has it gotten more restricted?
That's an understatement, yes. We... community banking, much of community banking back in the day, as they say, was done, you usually looked at three things when you were making a loan: character, capacity, and collateral. And character of the individual was a subjective determination based on our knowledge of our community and the people in our community. And essentially what that meant is, if somebody borrowed money, are they going to pay it back? And back in the day, a lot of lending was done on a handshake. You just knew somebody was going to pay it back. It has gotten over the years much more complex than that, much more complicated. Many more regulations, much harder to loan money than it used to be. So that is an understatement. From a compliance and regulatory standpoint, it's gotten extremely challenging.
What do you like best about your job?
I like best that we can make a real difference in the communities that we serve. It sounds a bit old-fashioned, but
that's good.
Community banks are notorious for, and I believe they're the economic engines in the communities that they serve. The big banks aren't interested in little towns like Salisbury, Lakeville, Sharon, and our staff. Volunteers for many, many events. Mm-hmm. The bank makes many, many contributions to local nonprofits, things like the Little League, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, those types of things. And I think we take deposits in from our community and we make loans in our community. So again, in many ways, I think we are, in community banks in general, the economic engines for Main Street America.
Is there anything that you'd like to add to this before we close?
No, I don't think so.
I think we've covered it.
Good.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Well, that was easy.